just kidding. Women seem to be tougher. The average weight, boys 7 4/5 pounds is worldwide. Girls 7 2/5 pounds. Length, boys 20 1/2 inches. Girls 20 inches. I heard about some kid that was born. I read about it. 24-pound lark baby. That's right. 24-pound, man. In Turkey. That's what it said. Wait, 24 pounds, 4 ounces. Ain't that something? Little interesting things. R.G. Lee said, a baby crying 1 hour uses enough energy to climb the Washington Monument. A baby has a way of making a man out of his father and a boy out of his grandfather. Girl worked at a jewelry store and had a baby, and they sent her congratulations on her baby weighing 18,176 carats. Babies make love stronger, days shorter, nights longer, bank account smaller, home happier, clothes shabbier, past forgotten, and the future worth living for. And I want to read you some scripture this morning about babies and comparing us as Christians. And I want you to look at some scripture with me this morning. Let's get our Bibles open, please. Now, I'm going to preach this in a little bit different way than I have before this morning. Then we're going to recognize our seniors, so I'm going to get right into it. 1 Corinthians chapter number 14. All right, everybody settle down, quiet, no more noise. This is it. Let's be real quiet for a few minutes and listen. How many of you were here a few weeks ago, about 2 or 3 weeks ago on Sunday night, when I preached a message on Christians growing up and compared Christians to little babies that never will grow up? Raise your hand. That's about everybody here. I guess most of you here. What I did in that message was I compared Christians to babies and said the Bible said grow up. And what I did is I said, Christians are babies who do this, and Christians are babies who don't get their way all the time, you know, and stuff like that. Just acting, a grown-up acting like a baby. Now, by the way of contrast, there is another truth in the Bible that is just as true, but it goes parallel with that other message. And that is that there are in some cases and in some ways that Christians are supposed to be like babies. You say, well, Brother Danny, you just preached the other night that we're not supposed to be like babies. Well, see, in one thing you got to remember about the Bible has a lot of what we call double types, which a thing can be a type of one thing and then a type of something else. All right. Somebody get our doors back. I close all the doors. We need it quiet, okay? A thing can be two different types. So God don't only compare us to little kids that ought to be growing up and getting bigger and smarter, but God also says there are some things that you should be like a baby. So what this message is about this morning, I've never preached it like this before, what this message is about this morning is there are a lot of ways in which you and I should be just like them little babies here this morning. Understand? It's the opposite comparison of what I was using the other night. You say, oh boy, we get to act like a baby. No, I didn't say act like one. But there are a lot of ways that we should be like them. Let's look at some scripture here to show you. I'll show you I can back this up with scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 20. Brethren, be not children in understanding. In other words, you're supposed to be an adult in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. That means when it comes to malice and being hateful and being ugly and being a smart aleck and being cruel to people and just wanting, you know, well, you're supposed to be like a kid. Don't even know much about it. But in understanding, you're supposed to be like an adult. Now, in understanding, you as a Christian are supposed to be like an adult. But being a smart aleck, you're supposed to be like a little baby. Being under and malice, be children. Let's get another one. Romans 16. Romans, right over to your right there just a little bit. I'm sorry, left. The book of Romans is right after the book of Acts. And the book of Romans, chapter number 16. Romans, chapter number 16. Now, here in Romans 16, the Bible says this. Look at verse number 19. Romans 16, 19. For your obedience, we're looking at Romans 16, 19 now. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I'm glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet, here's what you see. Yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. Like a little kid. Did you know that you're supposed to be wise concerning good things and just simple concerning evil things? Now, what does that mean? That means that we don't have to know all this wickedness that's going on out in the world. We use, a lot of times we preach on it, we use it for illustration, we use it to try to shock people and get people woke up, but there's no use in all of us doing heavy research into the occult and Satan. It won't hurt you not even to know that stuff. Bible said, be simple concerning evil. You kids don't have to know all the latest rock songs to stay up on what's going on. It won't hurt you. It's good for you not to know them. It's a blessing when somebody talks about a certain movie that's out and you say, what? I've never heard of it. The world looks at us like, oh, you ignorant Christians, you're not up with what's going on. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I don't know what all's going on in this world. We don't have to know all of Dennis Rodman's perverted stunts. We don't have to know all that. It's not going to hurt our kids a bit. People say, well, I don't want my kids to grow up sheltered. I do want my kids to grow up sheltered. Hallelujah. The more you can shelter them from sin, the better off they'll be. In other words, you don't have to have your mind polluted, young people. You don't have to say, well, they're going to see it sometime. Might as well let them watch everything. No, no. God said, be simple concerning evil. Now, I know there is a certain amount of evil. They've got to be exposed. And I'm not going to preach on this, but that is one of the strongest arguments for a Christian school, that verse right there. And don't you parents let the devil get in your kids and say, well, I don't like Christian school. It's too hard. That's just the devil getting in them to try to get you to put them in public school next year. It don't matter what they like. I mean, they don't like going to the dentist. I mean, mine don't even have a choice. Amen? Well, I'm going to let him make up his mind. You're a nut. And you're a hypocrite, too. Because you don't let him make up his mind about going to the dentist. Preach it, brother. Preach it, brother. Amen. If you let him make up his mind where he wants to go to school, you let him make up his mind about going to the dentist and the doctor. Amen. Don't be a hypocrite. Anything I can't stand, it's inconsistency. Now, you're not supposed to know everything that's evil. It's good to be sheltered. They're going to see enough, brother, that by accident. But it won't hurt them a bit not to know all this stuff that's going on. I see a bunch of you parents nodding your head. Yes, yes. Like, my job is to put in words what y'all would really like to say. And because I can tell every once in a while, boy, when I say something, there's somebody in there start going, yeah. And they'll come at me and say, Brother Danny, I don't know how you put it in words, but that's exactly what I've been wanting to say to a lot of people. And that's my job. Now listen, we should be like babies. Let's turn to one more, 1 Peter chapter 2. All these sermons that have a long introduction or a short sermon, so don't worry about that. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. And look at verse number 2. Here the Bible says that we are supposed to be as newborn babes. As newborn babes. Look at it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babe. You say, you just said we're supposed to grow up the other night. Well, we are in maturity and good. But we are all supposed to be like babies because it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. It is natural for a Christian to want to know what's in that Bible. It is natural. Brother, the night I got saved, I didn't know anything about the Bible when I got saved. I knew there was a God. I knew about Daniel Lyons then. I knew about certain stories in the Bible. I couldn't tell you one verse of Scripture, I don't think. Maybe John 3:16 or maybe a verse of the Lord's Prayer, 23rd Psalm or something. I don't think I could have said one verse and told you where it was. I don't think I could. But did you know something naturally told me to go back the next night at Nebo Baptist Church and hear what that man had to say? You don't have to teach a baby, now here's your milk, here's your milk. Drink it, honey. Son, they're going like it. You can stick your finger in their mouth. That's the way they do. I mean, you stick your thumb. I mean, they'll suck anything coming and going, man. I mean, a stick. I mean, anything. Just stick it in their mouth. You know why? It is natural for a baby to want milk. If a baby don't want to drink milk, something's bad, wrong with that baby. It's sick. It may be dead. Something's wrong with it. And I want to tell you, the Bible says that a Christian ought to desire the Word of God like a newborn baby. And when you really get saved, there's going to be a hunger in you for this book. And you're going to like it when you hear it. It's you just eat it up. You swallow it. You won't. If you never have had an interest in the Bible and you never have any pull or drawing toward this book, there is something bad, bad wrong with you. You've never been saved one. Something wrong. Something wrong. Something wrong. Now listen, we're supposed to want it. Now how are we supposed to be as newborn babe? Let me say two or three things. First thing I want to say is that these babies in here are innocent. They're just as pure as a driven snow, man. You take these little kids in here this morning, here they stand here and they look, you know. Have you ever noticed how they'll look at you? You know how a kid can look at you like that? Because they don't have nothing to hide. They don't have a guilty conscience. They can just look right at you. You ever looked at a little old baby? You know, they just stare at you. And you know, they're just, here I am. I'm open. I've got nothing to hide. Here, everything's great. Now, the Bible said we ought to be like that. There's something wrong with a bunch of Christians who cannot look you in the eye. There's something wrong with Christians who, when the preacher comes, hide their head. There's something wrong with Christians when they, oh no, there's a preacher. Close the doors, pull the shades. Turn the TV down. Turn the music off. There's something wrong. We ought to be like them in that we ought to be innocent. We ought to be innocent. Did you know these little babies down here this morning are incapable of murder? They couldn't kill nobody. They would never think of killing anybody. Isn't that true? It never enters their mind. They're incapable of committing adultery. They can't. They can't commit adultery. They can't even imagine it. Did you know that's where we ought to strive to be as Christians who are stuff like that? It's unthought of. It's out of the question. It's, you know, can y'all understand what I'm saying? We ought to be like them in that we should be pure. You say, oh Lord, preacher, I like a long way being pure as them babies. Well, don't we all? That's where the Word of God comes in. That's where you got to read. Where you clean yourself up with the Word of God and pray so that you can have that clear, clean conscience that these little young'uns have down here this morning. We ought to be like newborn babies and simple concerning evil. Go up and ask one of these little kids. Hey, I know where there's a nice car right over here and we can steal it this evening. You want to go with me to steal it? They'll just look at you like, they don't know nothing about stealing no car. They don't want to do nothing about stealing no car. They couldn't care less about stealing a car. They're not interested in stealing. All they're interested in is looking around and being happy and being close to daddy and mom. Isn't that right? That's all they care about. Being took care of. Boy, if you ever could get to that place right there, you could be as happy as these little old young'uns in here. They didn't have a care in the world, man. I'll get to that in a minute, but I'll tell you what, buddy. That will be my second point. It wasn't going to be, but I'll make it that. Listen, buddy. They couldn't care less. They depend on daddy and mama for everything, and they don't worry one split second about whether they're going to get took care of or not. We need to be like them, don't we? You don't find these little babies back there in the nursery going, doing their hands like this and saying, "What are you going to do?" "I don't know. I don't know." I tell you what, I just don't know what we're going to eat. I went and looked and they wasn't thinking in our refrigerator. This senior thing, they couldn't care less. They'd say, "I want that. I want your opinion with." You say, "You do a pretty good acting like a baby." "Well, you don't know what I do at home by myself. Sometimes I just sit on the floor and do it. Keeps me from going crazy. But I'll tell you what, buddy. Did you know I don't really. I really don't do that. Every time I joke like it, somebody's in here for the first time and takes that serious. He's a blubbering fool. I heard him say it from the pulpit. But you know what? We'd be a lot better off playing with our lips or playing the fence than we would be sitting around worrying about where our next meal's coming from. Shall not our Heavenly Father take care of us? He knows the sparrows that fall, brother. He knows everything. God knows how much your light bill is this month. God knows if you lost that job. God knows He's able to take care of you. If we'd depend on Him like them babies in here depend on their mom and dad, we could be as happy as they was this morning. I want to tell you what, buddy. Quit fretting, quit worrying. Put it in God's hand and just say, "Hallelujah! He's going to take care of it." Amen. Amen. That's a blessing to me this morning. There's no use in worrying. It don't fix nothing no way. Listen, buddy. Them babies, whatever their daddy says, they believe it. So I remember my girls when they was growing up. First baby, Carrie, I set her on my lap. And I never held babies much because I was the youngest one in the family. And I held her one day. And one day, I kept her for the first time. She's a little bitty. And she started crying, wouldn't be quiet. Kept crying and wouldn't be quiet. I said, "Be quiet, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet." I'd shake her around, you know, and everything. I can't stand to hold them little bitty ones. Their back, man, it's like a noodle. You hold her back and they bend like this. Your hand's right in the middle and they're like this. And I said, "My soul, they're too limber." And so you hold them with both hands or something. They're water. And you know what? She kept crying, kept crying, kept crying, kept crying. I said, "Well, hush!" And you don't do that to them because that makes them cry more. But you know what I found out as I grew up? Everything I tell them. I remember one time Chris was just little bitty. And I was in the bed. I was laying in bed by myself like this, reading my Bible. And she came up. She came up the steps in my bedroom. And she'd look at me there for a little bit. She's gone for a few minutes. And she came back. And she got right over in the bed with me. Every night she'd say, "Daddy, can I sleep with you tonight?" I said, "Yeah, I reckon." Every night, "Daddy, can I sleep with you tonight?" "Yeah, I reckon." And she'd lay there when she's about that tall, I reckon, about 4 or 5. And she got her Bible. And I seen her doing her back like mine. She wanted to. She'd sit. She's trying to do just like I was. And I just kind of looking at her like that, grinning. And she got right beside me and put her Bible. She was upside down and everything. She didn't know. She got her Bible. And I'd look at her and she'd look at me and she'd grin. She said, "Daddy, is everything in the Bible true?" And I said, "Yes, it is, honey. Everything in that Bible is true." Well, that was one of them times I was thankful. I wasn't like a lot of these preachers that say, "Well, except for those few passages here and there that weren't translated correctly." Wouldn't that be an awful thing to tell a little young'un? "Well, except for over there in Acts 8:37, where the original Greek really didn't say that. And honey, really all this is a translation and we can't..." Oh yeah, that's what they believe nowadays. Boy, I got to look at her and I said, "Daddy, is it all true?" "Yes, honey, it's all true." I didn't say it that loud. But I tell you what, buddy, and I'd get up and I'd tell them, they believe it. You know why they believe it? Because their daddy said it. And I'll tell you what, buddy, they said, "Daddy, what are we going to eat?" "I'll have you something to eat." They don't worry about it. Not 1 second more. They can go to our kitchen and listen, our girls right now, two of them still little, they can go to our kitchen right now and not see one bite of food in the kitchen and still not worry about it. You know why? They know we're going to take care of them. They know me and my wife will take care of them. They know they're going to get it. They don't worry 2 seconds. Oh, no. Oh, no. What are we going to eat today? There's nothing in the refrigerator. They know they're going to get it. Listen, if we'd trust God like that, we could be as happy as these little old youngins running around here. I'm going to tell you something, buddy. The next thing is, kids ought to desire the sincere milk of the Word. Now, you ought to want the Word of God. You know, I know why y'all are here this morning. You want this preaching. You want the Word of God. That's why you're here. You know, that's what you come to church for. I mean, you don't come to church because we got pretty carpet and the world's got all this kind of nice stuff. You're here today because you want the milk of the Word of God. Now, you don't always like what you get. Now, you need to understand that you're not going to like. When I preach, I'm serving a meal. And I'm putting out beans and taters and steak and bologna and bread and butter and, you know, stuff like that. You don't always get what you like. But you've got to learn. You don't always give your kids what they like either, right? I've made a mistake a time or two. The other night in New York. Let's see, I was in Pennsylvania. Right up the road was New York. But after the service, they had a big youth service Friday night. And they all brought this food. They brought all this food from this other church and lined out their little sweets and cupcakes and cookies and stuff like that. And they brought it all lined up there. Well, they was all looking at me. I was on the telephone. And they was looking at me and they was all in there eating. I came back in and I came in, looked in there and they said, "Oh, there he is!" And they had all these people started talking to me and everything. And they was all sitting there. And they had these little things about that big around with some kind of, looked like some kind of a croissant or something, except it was round and it was cut in two and looked like whipped cream inside of it. And these ladies were bragging on it and say, "Oh, those things down there," they called them something, puffs or something. They said, "Our puffs are the best. Our puffs are the best. Oh, have you tried our puffs?" And so I was standing there, you know, and they didn't have no Pepsi, and that got me aggravated. They brought cherry cola and orange and stuff like that, you know, and I said, "Well, I'll try me some of that." And I got one of them puffs, and I was standing there with all these kids standing around me, teenagers, and they was asking me questions, and this one was talking, that was talking. There's a lady standing right here beside me, and they was all talking about them, and I got one of them puffs, and I bit down into it, and when I bit down into it, I hit something, and I went, "Oh!" Now, I got to learn not to do that. Because the lady who made them was standing right. There's 100 people there. The lady who was made them things was standing right beside me. And y'all know me, buddy. If I feel it, it comes out on me. You know, y'all read me all the time. You know, whatever I feel inside, it comes out my face. I'm not a good... Oh, how wonderful this is. I just can't do it. I bit that thing and I bit into a cherry, and I don't like cherries unless they're, you know, cooked like on cherry cheesecake. And I bit right into one and I went, "Ugh, this is awful." And that woman looked over and said, "I made those." And all the young people went, "Oh, no!" Like that. And I said, I didn't know what to say. I really did not know what to say. I couldn't say, "Well, I really do like them." I said, "That was a lie." I said, I just don't like cherries. I said, "I just don't like cherries. You've done a good job on these little puffs. I just don't like cherries." That's what it is. And you know, luckily, that was a good, mature Christian woman, and she didn't get all bent out of shape and act like a baby. She was real nice about it. And we joked about it and laughed, you know, and cut up. Now, the truth is, you don't like everything I put out up here, do you? You know you don't. Don't you sit there and say, "Brother Danny, I just love everything you preach." That is a lie. I know I serve some things up here y'all don't like. There's got to be something you don't like that I preach. There's got to be. You're either perfect or a liar, man, if you say you like everything I preach. But I don't let it hurt my feelings. You say, "Oh, I don't believe that really happened, preacher." There is a woman sitting in this church right now We had a dinner right out there one day. I sat down, and it was, I forgot what it was, chicken casserole, I think. I said, boy, I'm going to try me some of this chicken casserole. My wife's sitting right here. I put a bite in my mouth, and I went, oh, there again. Whatever I think, whatever I feel, comes right out. And, buddy, I said, shoo, this has got too much onions in it. I ought not to have said that. She was sitting right across the table. My wife said, I think she made this. I looked at her. Did you make this? Yes, I made that. I said, I really like chicken casserole, but onions that really taste bad, man, I think you shouldn't do that. I really do. Makes you stink so bad that you make everybody else live in torture just so you can eat them things. Ramps. Junk like that, man. You ought to be shot. Come in here breathing on everybody after you eat that junk. And I said, boy, it was embarrassing. You say, I don't believe. Did she get mad? Don't think so. Did she quit church? She's here this morning. Raise your hand. Raise your hand, Miss Betty. There she is. Raise your eye so they can see you. One more. There she is. Is that the truth? What I got through saying, is that the truth? Did you get mad? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See that? You know what that means? She's a mature Christian. She's acting like a Christian should act. You say, well, I'll tell you one thing. If you said it about my food, I don't... Well, you say it about mine. You go out and say, well, I don't like one thing. I ain't never going to preach to you no more. Now, in that way, we're not supposed to act like babies. We're not supposed to. But in the other way of eating what's good for us and taking our milk and taking our bottle, we're supposed to. Be wise concerning good things and simple concerning evil. We're supposed to be like a baby. Babies don't like everything. You say, well, you shouldn't show your facial expressions like at dinner. I know it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I can't help it. And I just can't help it. You can tell, even when I try to hide it, you can tell it. I know y'all can. That's why when some weirdo gets up here and starts singing, every one of y'all just starts staring at me just to see what I'm going to do. And you know what I do? I act like I'm writing notes or anything. I'll do that. I'll act busy. I'll do anything to keep them looking at you, dogs. Because you know what's going on. When you know your preacher that good, it's time to move on. But I want to tell you what. Listen, brother. The Bible said that we're to desire the sincere milk of the Word. Desire the sincere milk of the Word. You're not always going to like what I serve. Sometimes you'll go out like, ugh, pff, chew, but keep coming around. You'll get something good for you. Keep coming back. You'll get something you like. We'll bring a Häagen-Dazs out before it's over with, man. We might have that tonight. Sometimes it's green beans. Sometimes it might even be onions. I'll try not to do that to you. But whatever the Bible says, that's what you need to eat. And you're supposed to desire the Bible, not just parts of it. You're supposed to want that thing. Just like a newborn baby wants milk. Desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. Good night. I've got to quit here. We're going to recognize our seniors. But I want you to make up your mind this morning. I want you to make up your mind this morning. Hey, you know what I'm going to do, preacher? I'm going to be a little baby when it comes to all the gossip that goes on, when it comes to the people running each other down and doing wrong. I'm just going to be like a little baby. I ain't even going to hear it. Amen? All right. Let's have every head bowed, every eye closed. We're going to pray with you for a minute, then we'll recognize our seniors. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe God's got a hold of your heart. If God's convicting you about something, deal with it this morning. And this message was not geared to you to necessarily for you to come forward or come to the altar. If you want to, you can. The message was geared to make you think that in many ways we're supposed to be like little babies. If you could be as innocent as these babies, if you could be as dependent on your Heavenly Father as these babies are on their mom and dad, if you could be as trusting as these babies are, Lord, boy, you could just live a happy Christian life. And that's what I want you to do right now. Right now. Dear God in heaven, help that one of those here this morning. Help them. Help them, Lord. Help them. Help them. Help us to be like these little babies in innocence this morning. We don't have to know all the filth out in the world. Oh God, keep us simple concerning evil. We love you. And help that one right now who's needing to make things right with you. Help them to make that step and do the right thing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.